Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started.
Hi, Brain Injury Answers listeners. Today we have Dr. Alejandro Kalb, joining us all the way from Argentina. I won't give an introduction because we're going to be learning all about Dr. Kalb and his work. Dr. Kalb, take it away.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for the invitation. I am Alejandro Kalb. I am doctor in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I am physical, medical, and rehabilitation doctor, specialized in neurology rehabilitation. I work in Buenos Aires at Roca Hospital. This is specialized in rehabilitation, neurology rehabilitation. I am specialized in neurorehabilitation, in traumatic brain injury, and in stroke, and stroke specifically. I finished my medical course career in 2011, and then I began the residency in 2012. I finished 2016, and then I specialized in Israel 3 months, and then 3 months in Spain, in Barcelona. Then I work in hospital, and I will share the hospital. No, the hospital is situated or located in Buenos Aires, in Floresta neighborhood. We have 80 rooms, 80 beds. We have 2 floors with 2 sections each. We have the first floor, A and B. First floor, A. We have the men's area, 20 rooms, with acquired brain damage, a stroke and traumatic brain injury, but a stroke, specifically a stroke and spinal cord injury. And then in the first floor, sector B, we have women's area with the same, spinal cord injury and stroke. Then in the second floor, we have A and B, the same. A, we have the men's area with a traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury and stroke. And in the second floor, B, we have traumatic brain injury, only traumatic brain injury, okay? What is my role in the hospital? I am a doctor specialized in neurorehabilitation, traumatic brain injury, and stroke, but traumatic brain injury. And then I am the resident coordinator. So I am involved in teaching residents. We have 6 residents. The resident in hospital is 3 years. And then you have the head of residents. We had 2 residents per year, each year. The first 2 years they are in hospital, and the third year they go for different rotations in different hospitals. And then they have 3 months that they can do the rotation in another country, for example, Spain, United States. This is the residency.
Very nice. David. In Argentina, before they start the physical medicine and rehab residency program for 3 years, do they do a general internal medicine or a general medicine year, like in the United States?
Yes, we have 6 years of the career, and then we have 1 year we have an internship, like internship, no? And mm-hmm. we have general medicine.
Okay. Yes.
They had to change the people, or we are working about that we want to change in, for example, if we have in rehabilitation, we want to change to do, instead of general medicine, we want to do 6 months of neurology and 6 months of traumatology. We think that is more, much better for the residents. But actually, we have indeed 1 year of general medicine internship.
Okay, very nice, very nice. And
what do you think about that? About the to change the general medicine year to neurology and traumatology?
You know, it is an interesting question and an interesting proposition. I never really thought about it. I think there are positive things that a resident could glean from having time in neurology and traumatology. I'm assuming this means, say, trauma ICU and trauma surgery. I think there's a lot in physical medicine and rehabilitation that we do. And there's only so much time that you want to spend in training, and what's the best way to train someone. What I could see is a very good kind of way of approaching it is, say, maybe 6 months of internal medicine, and then 3 months of neurology, and then 3 months with, say, neurosurgery and trauma surgery, and maybe even a month of orthopedic surgery, a month of neurosurgery, and then a month with, say, the trauma surgery service, and kind of dividing it up that way could be very interesting and kind of a good background. So you still have the solid medical skills for the diabetes, the pneumonia, things of that sort that come along. And then you picked up some good neurology skills with 3 months. And then you've come to then have an appreciation for how the world of surgery works as well.
Okay. How I decide to get in the field of traumatic brain injury is a good question, no? I suppose that when I went to Israel, I stayed 3 months, 3 months and a half in Ranana and in Tel Ashomer. And I say that it's a very good experience, and I really good the traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. I say that we can do a lot of things for the people that are young and they had to enter again in the society, and they have cognitive disorders. So I am very interested in this kind of disorders. So it's very important for me, and in Israel, because of the war, I there are really a lot of people that they are in this condition, no? And I realized that it's a very good medicine and rehabilitation. We can do a lot of things, and they are young, so we have a lot of time to do things. This is what I realized to treat a traumatic brain injury, no?
Mm-hmm. And remind me, you also have a master's degree in neuropsychology?
Yes, I have a master's degree in neuropsychology. When I enter in the traumatic brain into rehabilitation hospital, I say that I need that. Why? Because they have a lot of cognitive disorders that they have problems with that. They, for example, they are 20 years old, 25 years old. And then when they, for example, they recover, sometimes they recover from the motor disorders, then they have problems with the cognitive, with the attention, with the memory. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of problems. So I decided to enter to study and to the master and degree in neuropsychology.
Is this a 1 year program, 2 year program?
A 2 year and a half program.
Okay. And yes. Did you do this after medical school?
Yes, after medical, after residency.
Oh, okay.
In the final, in the end of the of my residency, I decided to do that. Yes, really. Okay. And the practice, okay. I really, it's really nice. And we use, for example, the MoCA test. I suppose that you listen to the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test. I am certified in this, and it's a very good test. I use a lot.
Very nice.
Yes. For example, I want to describe the program in the hospital, if you want.
Yes, very, very much so.
We have three therapists, four therapists. We have psychologists, we got speech therapy, we have physiotherapy, and occupational therapy. We have psychology and occupational therapy and speech therapy once a day, and physiotherapy twice daily. Okay? Yes. And we have also, we have, this is the program. And then we have external, when they discharge, we continue the attention. We continue, we have different therapies that they do after the discharge of the hospital. Sometimes the program is like when they enter in the hospital, they have 3 months. Then perhaps we continue 1 month. It depends of the rehabilitation. But we always we have 3 months of rehabilitation.
Okay. It sounds like a fairly rigorous day. They're very busy during their day. Do they have time to eat and sleep as well with all these therapies going on?
Yes, for example, a day. They start the day at 8 o'clock in the morning, they have breakfast, and then 9 o'clock they go to the gym, no? To the physiotherapy. Sure. We have 1 hour, then we have a half an hour in speech therapy, and then a half an hour in occupational therapy. Then, for example, 12:30, they have the lunch, and then they have 1 hour, yes, 1.5, 2 hours, and 3 o'clock they go to the gym again, 3, 4. And then they have a different time to do what they want. And we have another area, recreational. I suppose they say that, I don't know the, how can I say that?
Yeah, recreation therapy.
Yes, recreation therapy, when they do a lot of things. For example, play the guitar, play music, they use the computer. For example, we want to do, we prepare to enter in the society again. So we say what they want to do, and we prepare the activity. It's a very good area that they belongs to occupational therapy. They are occupational therapists, the people that are in the recreational area.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yeah, here in the States, we have occupational therapy, but then we have recreation therapy. So they're two different kind of educational and licensing pathways, two different
Kind
of groups of therapists. And our recreational therapists are specifically trained in working with patients who are relearning their hobbies, because it's really integrating from OT, occupational therapy, PT, physical therapy, speech therapy, et cetera. It brings it all together. For example, if they like playing pool or billiards, we're working on if they can stand up, how do they stand at the pool table? How do they move their hands to move the pool stick to hit the ball? And how are they working with their focusing and attention and concentration to hit the ball and play the game properly?
Wow.
So it's all very important.
For me, it's very important, the recreational therapy and the psychology therapy. Why? Because they are in the hospital, they have another life, no? They change their life. So they have to do different things apart from the medical recovery. It's a very interesting discussion about that, no? Because we are doctors and sometimes they only focus in the problems of medical problems, and in the rehabilitation area is different. No? What do you think about?
Exactly. You know, it's good to show people that they can perform the activities they liked even before their incidents, their injuries. And so it's very good. On another note, how is healthcare and the healthcare system run in Argentina? Is it a national government run healthcare, or are there private insurances as well?
As well, we have two different things. We have national government in the Roca Center Hospital. We have national government, public hospital, and then we have different health insurance.
And they have
the private centers. They are very different, yes. The people that they go to the hospital, to the public hospital, the Roca Hospital, they don't have money and resources. And, so the government, they pay that. Yeah. And then we have the private centers with a lot of people that we have health insurance.
Sure. So everyone has access to healthcare on some level.
Everyone. And and the people that they are in the, for example, from the country, the borders, no? For example, from Brazil, from Bolivia, from Paraguay, they have access to the rehabilitation. It's a really good.
Okay, very, very good. And how is physical medicine and rehab in the whole country of Argentina? Are there many residency programs in Argentina?
In Argentina, I suppose we have in Buenos Aires, that is the capital, the city, we have two or three hospitals. No, two hospitals, two rehabilitation hospitals, and we have the residency, and then we have one hospital that is not exactly from rehabilitation, but they are a service, no? Of PMR. Then we have in Cordoba, in Tucumán, in Mendoza, we have like 4 or 5 provinces of the 23. Of the 23, they have a PMR residencies. There are not a lot of people that they are interested in the how to say rehabilitation residency.
Not yet. But after this podcast, everyone will be interested. You better watch out. Your residency program will expand from 2 a year to 200 a year. Well, or we can be realistic. We'll say 12 a year.
We want that. We have to encourage, no? The education, the residents, really, it's a very important point. The education, we have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And are you or your hospital affiliated with any universities or academic institutions?
Yes, with the UBA, UAS, University of Buenos Aires.
Okay.
This is the most important university, 200 years. And it is the public university.
Very nice.
Everyone can have the access of the university. It's a very important
point. Okay, so are you a professor of some sort with the university?
Yes, I'm a professor, but not in the medical school, in occupational therapy school.
Okay.
That belongs to psychology department in the UBA, University of Buenos Aires.
Okay, very good.
I teach neurology and rehabilitation.
Okay, very nice. Before I share with the listeners how we personally know each other, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Oh, I don't know that we want to to encourage the education of the residents and the people, that it's very important, their rehabilitation. We know that, of, for example, for the pandemic, for the COVID, we have a lot of people that have problems after the COVID. So we have a lot of patients, but it's very important in neurology, traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury. So we have to expand to talk about our specialty. For example, in Argentina, we have each year, they have 14 or 15 people that present to the exam for the residency, no? 15 okay. persons, only 15.
Wow.
For example, for pediatrics, I suppose that they have 600.
Much bigger.
Yes, it's a very small people, but population for rehabilitation.
Sure.
And thank you very much for the invitation, David.
Oh, of course. So if anyone listening is interested in either rotating through your hospital or learning more from you, or are medical students looking into physical medicine and rehabilitation in Argentina, is there a way they can get in touch with your residency program in your hospital?
Yes, I suppose they can send me an email and I link the...
Okay.
I attach the link and I answer the questions.
Okay. Do you want to share the email with everyone yes. on the program?
My email is, yes, A L E C A L V hotmail.com.
Yes. Just Ale to repeat,
Calb.
It's,
yes.
Yep. Ale Calb, A L E C A L B as in boy, at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com, yes.
And could Americans, after the pandemic, God willing, passes through, could Americans rotate through your hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay.
The problem that they had to learn Spanish, there are a lot of people that they don't speak
English.
It's a point, but we can do that.
Okay.
There are doctors that teach in English, for example.
Okay.
They can get by.
Yeah. That's it. Well, if they know a little Spanish, it can help them work on their medical Spanish as well within a rehab setting.
In Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah. Even in America, I'll have many patients that are Spanish speaking and
use
medical translators.
In Texas.
Even here in Virginia.
Oh, really?
Even at the VA hospital where I work, because of Puerto Rico has a number of veterans.
I encourage the Americans. I always say that when I meet people, that they say that you have to study Spanish. You have the first language, that is English, the universal language. You have to study. Yeah. You should study Spanish, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So on a more personal note, the way Dr. Calb and I have gotten to know each other started really a long time ago. Back in 2004, a close friend of his, Dr. Isaac Mita, who's a dentist in Buenos Aires. So for any listeners that need some dental work, feel free to stop by Dr. Mita's practice. And years later, I went on to medical school and went into physical medicine and rehab. And Dr. Mita said, oh, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Calb. And so that's how we first met. And then we both ended up going into kind of brain injury and neuro rehab. And we've been emailing back and forth. Now, with the advent of WhatsApp and all these wonderful online ways to communicate, we've really gotten to know each other over the last kind of year or so. And Dr. Calb had me speak at a kind of PM&R physical medicine and rehab review course that was taking place based out of Roca Hospital through Zoom online. And I know it seemed like it was really to the entire South America and maybe even Central America. number of different countries on there. And it was a really good experience. It was great collaborating. And I hope we can continue the collaboration, because there's a lot that we can learn from you and you can learn from us in helping to rehabilitate patients and get their function as best as they can be. So thank you again, Dr. Kalb, from coming on the podcast, and we'll go from there. All the best in our rehab journeys and rehabilitating patients.
Really, really, we can do that. We can do
thank you.
Meetings. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, David.
As mentioned in the podcast, Dr. Isaac Mita is a great dentist in Buenos Aires. You can find him at drisaacmita.com. 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 Again, Dr. Mehta also spent time in the United States and speaks a superb English for all the English speakers in Argentina. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.